Hayden covers the slot. Snap Lindley throwing from his own end zone on the comeback. It's intercepted. Charles Tillman, 5. End zone. Touchdown.
ChicagoBears.com presents Tom Thayer's Play of the Week.
Welcome to Thayer's Play of the Week on ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer, right back from Arizona. Big win, big game. What did you pick?
Big play. And we got to talk about Charles Tillman a little bit because what he's done this season is pretty amazing. He's got forced fumbles that usually is reserved for defensive ends coming around the corner quickly to get to the quarterback. But here, you're going to see a challenge against Charles Tillman specifically by the Arizona Cardinals. And what guy has a better reputation than what he's done with the football this year? First of all, they're going to take Calvin Hayden here. They're going to bring this receiver, bring him all the way in long motion, and then Calvin Hayden and Charles Tillman are going to change assignments. This is Larry Fitzgerald. So what they're doing right now is they're assuming when they put this receiver in position, there's going to be so much attention focused on Larry Fitzgerald upfield that he's going to bring Calvin Hayden and make the safety deepen with him and then give Charles Tillman a lot more area of responsibility. And then you see Charles, here's the quarterback. He's going to take one step, take a look. Obviously, he's not going to Larry Fitzgerald because Larry Fitzgerald has no recognition of the quarterback right now. Here's the guy. He comes in, comes upfield on Charles Tillman, gets Charles Tillman to expand to the whip, to the outside. We always hear leverage. Stay to the outside here. And then as a receiver comes upfield, he tries to get into a catch position. Quarterback releases the ball. And so, boom, he's getting ready to release the ball. Look at the position of the two players here. You have the defensive back that's in a winning position against the receiver. The receiver is in a lazy position to the outside when the quarterback is expecting him, under all circumstances, be in between the football and the defender. And when he's to that outside shoulder, Charles Tillman stays in a better catching position, catches the pass, and turns it up for 6.
Let me ask you a question about the defensive line. How much did Julius Peppers' pressure have to do with that?
Oh, it's significant. Let's get to the end zone. You're a big fan of the end zone shot, aren't you?
Absolutely. You can see everything from that.
Right. Game. Watch Pep here get to the corner of this offensive tackle. See, Larry, when an offensive tackle turns his shoulders this much, you're giving a winning path to the quarterback. And this is what every defensive end wants, is an offensive tackle who turns his shoulders that quickly. What you really want is you want this offensive tackle to continue to set his shoulders at a 45-degree angle to make Julius Peppers take the longest path to the quarterback. When he opens his shoulders, boom, it's an immediate gate to the quarterback. And yeah, does it affect him? It sure does, because he sees full number and look at the length of his arm coming to touch the quarterback. It was significant. It was a reason the quarterback sped up his process, but I still think the reason this was intercepted for a touchdown is because of the lazy route by the receiver.
Great stuff as always. Best in the business, Tom Thayer. Thanks for joining us on Thayer's Play of the Week on ChicagoBears.com.